The HMS Podcast is available on the 98KUPD app and is brought to you by Life Changer Loan. Why take 30 years to pay off your mortgage? It's not magic. It's just math. Find out more at lifechangerloan.com.
Hi, Shane O'Grady here with Life Changer Loan. And let me ask you, have you really done the math on your new low rate? Let's see. $300,000 at 3% over 30 years equals $155,000 in interest costs? Are you kidding me? How about paying principal first, not interest? Always having access to your equity and paying off your home in well under 10 years without changing any spending habit. It's not magic. It's just math. LifeChangerLoan.com. That's LifeChangerLoan.com.
Arizona Mortgage Broker Number NB100231. NMLS Number 1863775. LifeChanger Loan Corp is an equal housing lender.
You thought that was funny.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
You were laughing like a hyena when he said it.
98.
What the hell is wrong with you?
K-U-K-U-P-D.
Before we get to the Brady report, I do have to read this email. Based on the idea that I videotaped myself jumping rope and I'm the saddest man on the planet, Michael Rodarte says, Chancellor, I feel the visual pain. I started riding BMX bikes again in my late 30s.
What?
I decided to videotape myself doing jumps because I didn't feel like I was I felt like I was going big and I wanted to see if I looked better than I ever have. Nope. I was going small at best. Please play the sad trombone for me. That's exactly how I felt.
Yeah. You just made me think about jumping rope thing that happened to me, and it was probably about 5 years ago.
Wait a minute.
You're jumping rope 5 years ago?
Oh. Yeah, well.
Double Dutch?
The neighbors. Yes. The neighbors were out front and they had the double Dutch. And I used to do double Dutch, but it had been 30
what?
Years.
What? Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Wait. You whoa. Used to do double what? Dutch?
Yeah,
when were you a black when girl?
When I was a camp counselor at the summer camp, we brought in the McDonald's all-star team.
Oh, my
One time a week for the kids. You know, they'd come down and they would do their little seminar. And every week, so I'm spending time with them beforehand. Like, I got to learn this. Oh, it's great. So then fast forward 35 years later, they're double Dutch. And I'm like, what? I can't get off the ground.
Yeah, it's pathetic.
I mean, getting into the ropes, it took a while, but. Oh, my gosh.
God, don't videotape yourself doing it, Brady, because what you think you look like double dutching has to be.
Well, no, I want to see it.
I want to see it. Yeah, don't you do it, though, because you'll crawl into a hole. If this singular jumping rope thing, and I'm succeeding at jumping rope, I just look like I'm being raped. Like my body is just in a weird, curvy position. I thought I was straight up and down, real loose. No, I'm this big, tight mess. But double dutching in your 50s, there's another one.
I pulled it out, but it took, you know, the first couple of times, like, what is happening?
Yeah, you had to look like Albino Rerun as a kid double dutching. That had to be hilarious.
Besides flooring the person, you know, when you have you have two people in there.
Oh, yeah, you barreled into them?
Yeah.
Move, LaQuisha, it's my turn.
I love
do a full somersault over the twirler into the ropes.
Love your confidence that 30 years later you thought that you could just pick up where you left off.
I also like that neighborhood double dutch game was interrupted by local businessmen.
Yes,
just pass it. For Christ's sake, pass one thing in your neighborhood without stopping. Those kids didn't want you.
In front of my house,
no,
John.
Was it anybody in your family involved?
Yeah, Kirby.
Was part of the double. She was watching double dutching. They didn't say, all right.
She got in there.
But it was somebody else's party. You guys just blew in.
And I'm going to say, you know,
yes.
The key to double dutching is the twirling.
I
had to get on the twirlers a little bit. They weren't consistent.
Oh, so it was the roper's fault. It wasn't the 55-year-old broken body.
No way. You guys got to get your act together.
Let me ask you this. In Gilbert, when double dutch breaks out, do you have to go outside?
Well, after the double dutch, they saw the double dutch, the neighborhood, they had asked me to leave the neighborhood. Don't bring these urban games in our neighborhood.
Did you invite double dutch in? This was your doing?
No, someone ended up getting ropes, and they were doing it. Same thing. I think they had a little seminar at school or something. Some parents decided, let's try it.
So you had a couple people, had a little party. You and Kirby go traipsing over there and go, we're doing it now.
We're right out front of the house.
And
you ruined it. This is my game. Let me get in there.
Man.
What happened?
Yeah, you can't do it. Don't videotape yourself doing that. Ever. It's so pathetic.
It's good entertainment for the rest of the people.
It's sad for you, though. It's a self-esteem destruction to watch yourself trying to old man jump rope. I thought I was good at it. I am I'm a disaster. Not to mention the pink underpants, which was the joke. That was the funny, ha-ha, look at this. I'm wearing pink underwear and jumping rope. This is the gayest thing I've ever done. And then I looked at it. I'm like, oh, my God, there's somebody needs to straighten that boy up. He's something wrong with his spine. Anyway, well, good. Brady, I want to double dutch with you.
That McDonald's all-star team, unbelievable.
Well, double dutching was a huge. All-star. Yeah, the all-star team, of course.
Yeah.
Sponsored by McDonald's.
Yeah.
Not you.
I would hope they weren't middling.
Yeah. You weren't thinking, I don't watch the all-star game and going, eh, Mike Trout. I think I should get out there and play a little center field for the Angels.
Yeah, you're not jumping in on a 99-mile-an-hour fastball.
I don't leap in on double dutch because I've seen the all-star team.
I got good at it.
I tell you this. Let me tell you this. You think you got good at it.
Exactly.
You never saw videotape of yourself.
I could do a 360.
Yeah, these are things I said about myself. I'm like, you know, for 48 years old, I am crushing this jump rope. 3-minute nonstop, rolling fast. I look at myself. I look like a Cocopelli. Terrifying. Anyway, Brady, it's time now for you to step out of your dreamscape and back into reality and give us all the news that only Brady knows. It's brought to you by our friends at Hooters. And, of course, you can go to Hooters all the time, but there's a big reason why
below
you should go
blue.
Today. I gotcha. We're open, Hooters, they say. And whether you want takeout, delivery, dine-in, alcohol to go, they've got it covered. Don't forget to take an ice-cold six-pack of Coors Light home with you. That's how good that is. Hooters has all the bases covered while we're going through this COVID weirdness. And you can grab it right now because they bring you the Brady Report. Brady, report it.
Good Thursday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world. Happy National Root Beer Float Day.
Hi.
All right. I like that day.
Couple of baseless fun facts. You can become a citizen of Bulgaria if you invest in at least $600,000 in the country.
Wait, one more time?
If you give Bulgaria $600,000, you can become a citizen.
I think they'll speed up your citizenship here, too.
Yeah. Well, it costs like $30,000 to become a citizen.
I know, but if you give $600,000, I bet you Juan is a citizen like 2 days from now.
If you gave it to Trump's campaign or Biden's campaign,
just lip syncing the Pledge of Allegiance. Yep. You don't know the words yet, but you still got in.
The Statue of Liberty is the tallest statue in the United States. Number two is a statue of Pegasus and a dragon outside a horse racing track and casino in Hallandale Beach, Florida.
No kidding. Wait, what was the first one?
Statue of Liberty.
That's
the tallest.
Because I'm thinking the Lincoln thing's got to be massive in Washington. That's a giant Lincoln.
I haven't seen it up close.
The Pegasus?
You're talking about the monument. Memorial?
Yeah, memorial. That's a big Lincoln.
It is. Yeah, so the Pegasus is...
Is Statue of Liberty big?
Well,
What I mean, bigger than Lincoln.
Yeah, it's
Jesus.
Definitely taller. The Lincoln's big. Of course, it looked bigger in sixth grade.
Yeah, same. I was
now
five.
Now I get up there, I'm like, oh, it's smaller.
I saw Lincoln when I was five. And I don't think I'd ever go there and go, oh, Lincoln's little. But
right.
He seemed massive.
There's a German word specifically for the weight you gain from overeating when you're depressed. Kummerspeck.
Ugh.
Which translates to grief bacon.
You've been looking up how to call people fat in other languages?
The head football coach of the University of Michigan from 1897 to 1899 quit to prospect for gold in Alaska. He eventually
came back and won a national championship.
Yeah.
He struck gold in 1908. So...
It
9
worked.
Years of prospecting.
He did it.
And when he left in 1899, Michigan, he left a 10-0 record.
Wow,
he was
they were
rolling.
Good. They beat Ohio State that year.
They did.
Yeah.
Your
dad was either on that team. Was he on that team or just a booster?
He would ride the big wheel bicycle around the track.
Actually, Brady,
you know, that's what my grandfather did.
Say again.
That every time Ohio State would score a touchdown, you know the big wheeled bicycle with the tiny wheel on the back? My grandfather...
Not a big wheel, the 1920s.
Yeah, the high boy.
Yeah,
the high boy.
Yeah.
High boy, that's what
high boy.
Right, there you go. Thank you, Brett.
There we go.
Why do you know that?
I don't
know.
Italian invent that?
No. It's a high boy. Antonio Spaducci, he threw that together.
So he'd have his Buckeye garb on, and he would ride the high boy around the track after they'd score a touchdown. the flag. And then
was this a sponsored event, or did he just do it?
He was more or less like a cheerleader, more or less, to get the crowd going.
Did he wave his ass at the Greek players?
Well, one morning before the game, my grandfather and his brother was originally the one riding the high boy. They went hunting, and that's where my grandfather's brother, my Uncle Art, had a shotgun, and he put both fingers in the barrel to go over a fence, and he hit the butt of the gun on the ground. Boom! Shot both fingers off. So he tells my grandfather,
"Tales of Brady are awesome, Brett. You gotta
ride the high boy
because I don't got no hands."
Game. Right. So my grandfather, first touchdown they score, he gets on the high boy and hits a cord across that ran across the track.
Down goes Bogan.
Over. Oh yeah. So that was it. No more high boy.
Your grandfather believed that it was essential to the crowd that a man. Ride
the show
a,
must go on.
A stupid old bike around a park after every touch because they were there for that.
Yep.
Where's the guy in the high boy? I want my money back.
Where's Art Bogan?
Could you ride the high boy? I'd like to see a videotape of that. Double Dutching and riding a high boy.
Anybody's got a high boy, please bring it by the studio today. We'll douse it in disinfectant.
I'm begging you,
jeans, man.
I'm begging you, Landis Cyclery, right now to take that display bike down and bring it over here. Or at least to Gilbert, we kick some Brady. Get a double Dutch game going. It'll lure Brady outside, and then we'll get him on the high boy.
Someone pulled 2,000 drinkers and asked them the type of alcohol they were drinking when they did stupid stuff. And here's what they found. Whiskey drinkers get arrested the most.
Really? I would have thought Cuervo.
No way.
That's what
almost
I was going to say.
Almost twice as many people said they were drinking whiskey compared to rum in the game in second place. Tequila was third.
Rum is second because it's a college drink.
Yeah.
So college kids can't handle it.
Everybody's rum and Coke.
Yeah, rum and
Diet. Jaeger on there?
Here you go. Vodka drinkers are the most likely to get naked in public.
That's me.
A third of people who've streaked said they were drinking vodka when it happened.
Huh.
You're also more likely to get a tattoo after drinking vodka. 42% were drinking it when they got inked up.
Huh.
Rum was second. You're most likely to set something on fire while drinking tequila.
Yeah.
Over a third of the people.
Flaming tequila shots. Who hasn't done it?
Yeah.
How many things have you lit on fire with Sambuca?
Just the Sambuca, right?
Yeah, it's just the Sambuca. Yeah, absolutely. I'm not going to waste it.
I went to dinner with Brett. I didn't know what Sambuca was.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
No, it's
black
amazing.
Licorice.
It's black
awesome.
Licorice.
No, it's amazing.
It's like an old lady's toes.
No, yeah.
That's
no.
So gross.
So what's the difference between that and ouzo? Is it this?
Not much.
No, it's very close.
Black licorice.
Black licorice on fire. And you know why they light it on fire? In hopes that it goes away before you drink
Burn
it.
Hell
it's
disgusting. No.
Yeah. We had Italian food once, but I said, you got to get a Sambuca at the end. I'm like, all right. And then these flaming drinks show up. I'm like, what is it? And it got it by my nose. I'm like, it's black licorice. And I drank it because I'm a sport, but I hated it.
You got to have the coffee beans and everything.
Well, and then there's beans.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
it's great.
No. That is an Italian tradition that should go away.
No, absolutely
it's so
not.
Bad.
Oh,
it's so I hate
good.
Black licorice. Nobody likes black licorice.
See, that's the weird part. I don't really like black licorice as a candy, but give me Sambuca all day long.
But I think that's just because you feel like it's part of your heritage.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
That I don't like black
like
licorice.
If somebody made lasagna and put socks in it, you'd be like, it's lasagna.
No.
You'd eat it just because it's good. Italian.
Tequila also causes the worst hangovers, followed
sugary.
By vodka, whiskey, rum, and gin.
See, vodka, since I've switched to be a main vodka drinker, I don't get hangovers or headaches. I drink plenty of it, and the next day I'm fine.
I think that's the key, too. Drink one thing. Like, I drink bourbon
so too.
Now.
Yeah. And whiskey doesn't bother me.
Whiskey
tequila, if I drink margaritas, I'm out like a light and the next day's wasted.
That's the other thing they said about tequila drinkers have the most blackouts.
Yeah, I go to sleep so fast if I have a couple margaritas, it's like sleeping pills. Just all other drinks I'm
fine. Is that why you drink the margaritas at Javier's? Javier's?
Oh, Javier's. I don't know what goes on there. Yeah, I can pound like 10 of those at Javier's and I don't know why. But I have had moments where I go back to the room and just pass out. But those are the best. Those aren't even margaritas by the standard of margaritas. I don't know what those are. Those are specialty everythings. They're incredible.
So tequila drinkers just under 4 a year on blackouts on average. Scotch drinkers have the fewest, 1.4 a year.
Corey Albrecht has emailed in and said, you know, one thing I love about Brady, and I just discovered it, is I spend most of my day trying to figure out whether or not his stories were real. Today's possible fiction, big wheels and double dutching. I have to put that in my brain. Can that be a thing? Yeah, did your grandpa really ride that giant high boy around?
Yeah.
Yeah. Who would ever know if it's true or not?
Who would ever question?
There's no records of this.
I just want to see the double jut.
Double dutching Brady's going to be. When everything's normal, I promise you this.
We're gonna try
Brady, Brady's going to double dutch in the parking lot. The whole show. Brett's going to eat everybody else's gravies.
Ugh.
We're going to have a lot of fun once we're allowed to see each other again. And the good news is it'll never happen. We'll never see Brady double dutch because the world's going to come to an end long before we cure this thing.
The National Park Service put up a Facebook post yesterday. The official page was reminding people if they encounter a bear, please don't push your slower friends down in attempts of saving yourself.
Did that with my ex-wife.
I would do it.
The advice is mixed with the other tips like don't run and don't climb a tree.
No, run. First off, run, especially if you're in a group of people, because the odds that you're the slowest will be limited. If there's a woman there especially, run, because the last one gets eaten. You don't hang around the bear. That's
so dumb. They say if – so people are like, so if you can't run and don't climb a tree or sacrifice your friends, what do you do? They say stay calm, slowly move away, and walk sideways while you keep your eye contact with the bear, and then that way it's not a non-threatening gesture, and enjoy the Yosemite.
Brady, I can't tell you right now how bad this is. This has gotten so anti-Yosemite, it's unbelievable. Can you believe what you're doing right now is telling everybody in Yosemite to be anti-Yosemite? Enjoy your time. And try to be a quality Yosemite participant. But these anti-Yosemite people.
The best kosher national park.
It's so kosher, and the Jews are everywhere. And I'm Yosemite. I've always been pro-Yosemite. I stay pro-Yosemite. In fact, I'm going to fund some Yosemite today. But anti-Yosemites, I won't deal with it. I won't deal with it anymore.
Yosemite. Look, I'll give President Trump a break on, like, Brady, if you said Yosemite because you're just speeding through a story, that's one thing. But if Brady, if you came to me and said, I want to do a speech about national parks today, it means a lot to me. And the word Yosemite fell out of your mouth, I would ridicule you for the rest of your life.
You would have said nothing, and like, you got that's a good speech.
No, I might
have. Go out there and knock yourself out.
I might have allowed you to go make a fool of yourself. But if you said, look, this is about the... If it's somebody just said, hey, sir, read this, I'd be like, well, the people at Yosemite... Oh, Yosemite. I didn't know what I was reading. But if you went out with the pure intention of giving a speech about national parks, and you said Yosemite...
Yeah.
It's over. You can't be forgiven. And now I'm looking at videos of a guy in a high boy. Is this your... It's Per Olaf Kippel. That is the worst designed bike I've ever seen.
Why would anybody still ride one of those in this day and age?
Because they're just craving attention.
Idiots. Yes.
That's all that is.
Yeah.
If you're on a unicycle or you're on a high boy, all you're doing is craving attention from people. You're lonely and your cats can't tell you you're awesome. That's the only reason to ride one of those. I'm not impressed. Is anybody impressed by a guy in a... No. I look at it and go, who designed that stupid bike? That is the worst design.
I'm mildly impressed initially.
You're definitely looking at it because you don't see him every day. But
no.
It does not look safe whatsoever.
Here's the order in which you look at a guy riding a high boy. Oh, there's that big dumb bike. Haven't seen that for a while. Look at the idiot on that big dumb bike. That's exactly how the progression goes.
Well, and it's like you have to go to a stockyards to get on it, right? Because you have to get on the loader for the livestock in order to jump up on it.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know how you get on one.
I think you, from what I understand, I think you push it and then there's like a little peg back there and you kind of pull yourself up real quick and then start,
So how many tries and fails do you get on that?
And if you miss, it's going right between.
Yeah, you're falling a good distance. The high boy thing is, and then you immediately know also the guy riding it is one of those douchebag hipsters that annoying people.
Old man Jer.
Yeah. Old man Jer would ride a high boy because that's a bike of his childhood. It's probably the only one he knows how to ride.
It's his first bike.
It's just, they're just so, it's neat in a museum.
Oh, here we go. Oh, you're right. Okay. All right.
Yeah, but I mean, imagine if you slip or,
Oh, there you are riding your big dumb bike.
And how do you get off? You just got to fall to the side?
And also,
I think so. I think you slide off.
Really?
If I'm not mistaken, I think you just slide back off.
Maybe side saddle like on that peg and come back.
Oh, the peg's behind it. By the way,
flip it around.
everybody in a highboy also, if you're riding one around, go yourself in your 1920s paperboy outfit too. You've made
now you've made
two bad purchases in your life. I'm going to dress like a 1920s paperboy and ride a highboy.
See?
Why don't you just wear a shirt that says "Don't like me"?
I'm still trying to find evidence of the Ohio State TD celebration.
Here's something one that's time. Never been said before.
I'll look it up for you.
Here's a phrase no woman has ever said before. When I saw him in that highboy, I knew.
Gusher. Gusher.
I fell in love when I saw him in that highboy. Highboys are sexy.
I'm going with nobody has gotten laid from riding a highboy.
Once you commit to being a highboy paperboy, you're never going to have quality sex again. That lady at the end of the bar at 2:30 in the morning might have sex with you. She's not because of the highboy. She is a highboy. Nobody wants to ride her either.
Got a couple of things around the coronavirus. There's a new term that dentists have come out with, calling it mask mouth. That's where you have bad breath and possibly even dental issues like inflamed gums because you're drinking coffee mixed with cigarettes and you just have bad breath.
Ugh.
It just comes back into your mouth and infects your gums. So they say drink more water, drink less caffeine, use a humidifier and mouthwash. And if that doesn't work, scrape your tongue.
That's a big one. Brush your tongue and scrape your tongue. I've noticed that I have a strange, depending on the mask, those the medical ones you have, Toledo, they're kind of the blue doctor mask. They don't have filters. There's an odd fishy smell after like 2 or 3 minutes in that.
Really?
Yeah. And then the cloth ones are like, I'm fine. But you do. I get a little sick of smelling my own breath yesterday because I had that on and we had McDonald's for breakfast. And there was no real escaping the smell of that coming out of your throat. Ugh.
The other thing they have is mask knee.
Yeah, that's real.
The pimples from wearing the mask so long. They're like, wash your masks. The mayor of Lake Ozark, Missouri, says the pictures that went viral of tons of people without masks partying over the Memorial Day weekend. I don't know if you remember seeing those. It was great publicity. He says they've had more visitors this summer than the past two combined.
Really?
Yes.
So the COVID uptick.
Uptick doubled.
Oh, my God. Where was this?
In Lake Ozark.
Oh, the
Missouri.
Ozark, yeah, because of the parties. Yeah, they're crushing it because those hillbillies just won't listen. Did you see they raided, was it Jake Paul's house?
Yeah, Jake Paul in those Calabasas. Douchebags?
Oh, yeah. Because they put a video up. That they're taking that seriously. That was Gestapo stuff yesterday. Because they announced first that Scottsdale dropped all the charges. And the reason they had to do that is so the feds could go in and get him. And they raided Jake Paul, Instagram influencer knob, Jake Paul's giant mansion, because he's been throwing these big parties.
Good.
Yeah. And they just
and
go
now they're
crush
doing
him.
It in L.A. They're saying anyone that's throwing parties, they're going to...
Yeah,
shut him down.
Well, he is in L.A. That's Calabasas. And
then
the one in New York was the one they discovered the giant sex parties that were going on of 50 or more. And these people were rolling around on each other like, we just won't listen.
So they won't. The other thing is if they find out you're having a party, they won't necessarily raid your house. They'll just cut their water and power.
Oh, is that right?
The mayor of Los Angeles.
That's pretty awesome.
Anyone caught throwing a large party at their house right now, the city will cut their water and power.
By the way, somebody just emailed and said, I thought going double Dutch was when you have the girl pay for her own meal and yours. Just make her pay. It's called double Dutch.
I like that.
Brady's new double Dutch game.
That explains why Brady was double Dutching.
Double Dutch, I'm in.
All my life.
This is a free meal at the end of this. Also, we got a fellow Italian that texted in.
Oh, God.
Holmberg, you're missing out. One of the best effing cocktails ever.
There you go.
Ramazzotti, Buca, and San Pellegrino lemon soda. Ask the spaghetti bender. He knows a guy.
It's awful. It's black licorice.
It's amazing.
Lemon soda?
I drink piss before I drink that again.
Yeah,
I hate black licorice.
Me too.
So good.
So much. So much.
Coconut, black licorice, strawberries, pretty much all three things can just go into another planet, and I'll never deal with them again, and I'd be just the same. I did it because I'm a sport, Brett. I tried to play the Italian game because you kept telling me you didn't like black licorice.
I don't, as far as the candy. I don't like black licorice candy, but...
But the flavor of it.
I'll do Sambuca all day.
Ugh. It's weird.
That's
the mayor of Itajaí, Brazil, he believes a rectal ozone therapy can treat coronavirus, and he says the city will cover the cost.
They're going to jam ozone up your butt?
There's no proof out there that treatment works.
That was a
thing?
They're
going to inflate you like a tire?
Like Dig Dug? The rectal...
Yeah.
That little guy shows up in his little astronaut's outfit.
I'm here. You got rub.
Bleep, 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 bleep. Well, that's odd. But what if it works?
Last week, the police in Kenmore, New York, got some reports of someone breaking into a parked cars and stealing the stuff inside. The man was described as a tall leprechaun.
Uh-oh.
He had orange hair, a green shirt, and plaid pants.
Okay.
So people naturally jumped to the conclusion he was a leprechaun, even though he was right around 6 feet tall. And it's the middle of summer, so nowhere near St. Patrick's Day.
Right. But they still exist.
The cops wound up catching the 36-year-old leprechaun.
Somebody says, Brett sure does know a lot about these high boys, how you get on them, what they're called. He's probably one of those morons riding one.
Hell no.
Someone check his house. Oh, wait, never mind. He did overnights for so long. There's no way he could afford a high boy. That's another Paydego stunt, man.
What, a high boy?
Yeah, you got to do our high boy obstacle course while Brady double dutches.
Oh,
we're going to have a circus.
I would do that to see Brady double dutch. Yes. I would totally do that. Are you kidding me?
That's going to be our big circus celebration to welcome back
to
normalcy.
Time for you to dance.
The day there's a vaccine for COVID-19 and we're all allowed to do stuff again, we're going to do a parking lot circus and Brady's going to double dutch. I'll jump rope in the corner of my underpants. We'll have these dudes doing, these 48-year-old dudes doing BMX rides. He's on his high boy.
The midlife crisis circus is happening.
Yeah, Toledo's going to like shoe a horse or something. I don't know what you
I could do that.
We'll tie weights to Toledo's balls and he can hang them.
What?
The Jim Rose circus. He just made it Jim Rose. I was not going down that road, but
yikes.
Evidently Brady wants to come out and see your balls from dangling. I frown on the last idea, but if you know, everybody's got an idea.
It's all for the show, right?
I don't know how we went from high.
It's a spectacle.
You know what I'll do? I'll take my pants off and try to ride that high boy with my balls hanging off to the side, see if I can keep them out of those giant spokes.
So you can get on there without...
I could get on it, but that wheel's right there. My balls would tangle up in a high boy. I got my ball sack skin.
So you sound like
yours
you
would too. Everybody's would. That high boy wheel is right there.
You
even
sound
Brady's
like
tiny, tight little
in
package there would go into that wheel. Yeah, I'll wrap my balls up and make the motorcycle sound like the scrote.
Hey, guys, I don't mean to be a wet blanket storm cloud or a fat Linda. A high boy is a dresser. The bicycle is called a high wheel or a penny farthing.
There we go.
Wow. Good. Now I'm glad I didn't know enough
that
about
struck
those
a chord
things
with you. There it is.
There you go. Take that, jackal.
Finally, someone gets it right.
It's not called a high boy because I just – well, no. High boy, I get a whole bunch of stuff when I Google.
I
all right, yeah,
you.
That's fine. What's it, a penny feather?
Penny farthing.
Penny farthing. I knew penny farthing. Theater period in the fifth grade, she had to leave school.
Tomato pants.
Tomato pants when she was 11. Penny farthing bled all over the seats.
Oof.
Tall boy, something completely different.
Totally. So it's a penny farthing or a high what?
High wheel.
A high wheel. All right, you get to ride a high wheel when we all have our return to normalcy circus.
I'd rather have Brett say a penny farthing.
I'd rather watch you double dutch.
Yeah, that's me too.
I just love it.
Toledo, you could work the new table saw.
Okay.
Yeah, you just build some stuff. You know what you could do? Chainsaw like an eagle out of a... You chainsaw an eagle out of a stump.
I'll give it a shot.
There we go.
I'll give it a shot. Won't be anywhere close, but I'll give it a shot.
The strangest thing ever out there.
Absolutely.
High boy, double dutch, and a chainsaw artist. I'm leaving.
Yeah. On Monday, a 50-year-old taxi driver in Busan, South Korea, got into an argument with a 20-year-old passenger who wouldn't stop passing gas in the backseat of the cab.
Mm.
The argument and the smells got so intense, cab driver grabbed a knife and stabbed the passenger more than 10 times.
Wow. See, Brady, farts aren't funny.
Yeah, sometimes they don't make people laugh.
The passenger's going to survive. But he was rushed to the hospital with some pretty serious injuries. The cab driver was arrested and charged with attempted murder. He said, I think I lost my mind in the moment.
Yeah.
You think? Jesus.
We'll end it with a quick video.
Okay.
And this is someone that's having a problem with their refrigerator. The ice making, the ice maker is spitting out ice cubes. They didn't find it till a little bit later, but.
Wish I had this problem.
What is this?
Oh, no, never mind.
Oh, the ice machine is just firing ice at the kitchen all day and all night. Put a bucket down.
Need a big dog. My old dog Casey would be eating that up.
Yeah, if you can't, and if you can't see it, it does sound like a popcorn popper. Yeah. In a way.
How big is the ice dispenser on that thing?
Exactly. How much ice is this thing producing?
Mine doesn't spit out that much ice. Are you kidding me?
It just won't stop making it. There's got to be a way you can block that. Like put a piece of paper up over the hole.
Oh, I guess that's it.
Yeah, there's a leprechaun in there.
That's why. Well, what are you going to do? I can't stop picturing you boys. And I got to get Brett a 1920s paperboy outfit. Honestly, I honestly hope that we drilled into somebody's temple today who has the 20s paperboy outfit and the penny feather. And he thinks that people think he's cool. There's those moments where you have to tell a guy, you realize you're the jackass, right? You're not, like, people aren't thinking this is neat. Well, you're impressing people from the 1940s.
How about this? This stands to reason. John, I know a guy that has a big wheel, and he also drives a hearse.
He's a weirdo.
Yep. That makes sense, yeah.
It's only for weirdos. There's no normal dude that goes, well, I'll just take my high boy down there. You're an attention whore. It's creepy, and you're probably not getting any attention from ladies, and that is not the way to do it. You go in the wrong direction. That is not the bike of choice. I wonder what those things weigh. They're probably pretty heavy. They don't make carbon fiber.
I don't know.
high wheels, do they?
There's got to be a high wheel convention somewhere.
Yeah, and it's a group of people that you'd never want to hang out with. Ever.
Good day, sir.
Yeah, just
extra, extra. Well, I'll have delicious high boy meals like Kraft Dinner.
Can't help it. That voice automatically goes to Kraft Dinner.
Everyone, it's time for the Kraft Dinner. Ride your high boys over here.
They weigh 34 pounds, apparently.
That's pretty heavy.
And if you want the 52-inch, it's $1,600.
For what?
Yeah. For the high wheel.
High wheel.
Yeah. That's just someone taking advantage.
$1,600?
Yeah. There's a whole website for this. You can buy all different models. Wow. Just go to douche.com.
Business is booming.
Yeah. Just go to idontgetlaid.com. Things for guys who don't get laid.com. Right. Wow, that's weird. Yeah. I have no standards with my women.com, and you'll get yourself a high wheel, a 20s paperboy outfit, and two jump ropes.
Guess I'm having a garage sale this weekend.
Do you have a high wheel in your house, Brady?
No.
I'd like to see Brady try to mount the high wheel.
Oh, yes.
When we have our carnival, it's
Brett, you're out.
All right, hey, that's fine. As long as we still get the double dutch, I got to see this.
It's turning into a one-man show.
Yeah, it's pretty much. Well, even better, we'll have Larry's strongman competition because his back's so bad. Watching, and all you have to do is beat Larry every time he hits the thing and tries to get the thing to ring the bell.
Ow!
Anyway, I like our carnival idea, but it's too bad COVID's going to take over our world, and then the ammonium sulfate plant's going to blow the city to bits anyway. We're all done. The simulation's been broken for a while. There you go. That is your Brady Report. At least we've got that going for us for a little while. Brought to you by our friends at Hooters. It's 98 KUPD.
98. Station identification.
KUPD. Arizona's most powerful rock radio station.
Hi, Shane O'Grady here with Life Changer Loan, and let me ask you. Have you really done the math on your new low rate? Let's see. $300,000 at 3% over 30 years equals $155,000 in interest costs? Are you kidding me? How about paying principal first, not interest? Always having access to your equity and paying off your home in well under 10 years without changing any spending habit. It's not magic. It's just math. LifeChangerLoan.com. That's LifeChangerLoan.com.
Arizona Mortgage Broker Number ND100-2031, NMLS Number 1863775, Life Changer Loan Corp is an equal housing lender.